that's kind of, I mean, the front site is the whole roof. Otherwise, it's just ladder side, or I mean, just the regular open site, and the inside's in the back.
He had all the information.
Which is a vintage, so I think.
Not so much.
That's a good blend job.
Yeah, that's a really good.
Still be a CP.
It'd be a CP issue.
You're not bitter or anything.
Yeah. Just looking to get even.
Oh, look at this. Can I turn the air conditioner on?
I don't care. Yeah. Not me.
Oh, see, Chuck?
What'd you do? Stumble?
I stumbled.
Oh. Sure glad you didn't fall. I'd have had to bite my lip.
You would have gone.
All right, we'll call our meeting to order and welcome folks from Vanguard and make yourselves free to present what you got for us.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much for inviting us. A little bit about Vanguard. Vanguard went into business in 1968. We're a mass appraisal company. We employ about 50-some people. We are basically into three divisions in the company. We have a computer software division, we have an appraisal division, and we have a data input division that does data input for ourselves in our mass appraisal work, as well as in hiring or accounting needing assistance in data input and putting the records in the system. I wanted to introduce you today just to give you a little bit of background about the company. Brad Miller is the Senior Vice President of Vanguard. Brad's been with the company about 20 years. He started with the company right out of college as a computer programmer, been our department in the programming division manager, and now has worked his way up to Senior Vice President. Joel Zittrich is our CAMA specialist that works here in Missouri. He's based out of St. Louis. Joel's been with the company almost 3 years now, and prior to that he was with a mapping company, so he brings that experience into it. Myself, Scott Johnson, was an assessor in Iowa for a number of years and have worked for the company for 13. So that gives you some background on the company. What I'd like to do today is give you a little bit of ideas of what we're presenting as far as software, but also the services that we provide for Vanguard. And I want to talk a little bit about the manual that we get into. Presently, your assessor's office is using a manual, Honeycutt. It's an older manual. It's been around for a long time, especially in Missouri. We run into it on a regular basis. One of the things that we found is it hasn't been updated. So that's one of the issues we find. If you talk to the assessor's office, they're on an index system that they've indexed the cost of that manual up significantly over the past couple decades since they've been on it. Excuse me. One thing I talk about is that we do have our own manual. We processed this manual and worked on it in 2007 and 2008, released it in October 2008. There's about 4,000 plus hours involved in this manual. It has costs for residential, agricultural, commercial, and the methodologies to follow in land valuation. Everything's based off what we call an analyzed unit cost section, so I can tell you what a 2x4 costs, what drywall costs, what concrete costs, what excavation costs. It's all in here. So that comes with the program. So they're not having to buy this separate. It comes right with it. This is the methodology that is used in the software. We get into using the software, and I know there's a couple of things that have come up, and we look at just the basics about a program. Is we have tables, we get into the tables, and we talk about the costs that are in these tables. One of the things I want to stress is that we have over 200 clients in 6 states, and every client gets the same software. No different if we're in Iowa, Missouri, Illinois, Minnesota, the cost system is the same. So when they call our home office and want tech support, especially if it's an appraisal question. With our mass appraisal size of the company, we have 9 general certified appraisers on staff that they can call and talk to anytime they want to. They can call our tech support at the home office. And when we get into doing that, is that it's easy to support. We're not customizing or having to do things. Now, what happens is we update our software twice a year. So when clients do give us suggestions, we do that. We look at those suggestions. We pay close attention. Is that something good for the whole company and for all the user base that we have? Because we use this software every single day in our appraisal system. It's not something we sell and we don't use. We use our entire appraisal staff uses this software on a daily basis. Getting in the program is pretty simple, and I'm not going to give you a full demo today. I'm just going to give you a slight presentation to show you it's Windows-based. Everything you can do is like in Windows. I can cut, copy, and paste. I can do certain things. I can look up things by PIN number or deed holder, by names. I can navigate through the system. One of the things we do have is like the most recently used. I can slip into a parcel. I can jump into it. When I'm in a parcel, like now, I can go in and I can actually look at the photograph of the house. I can blow up the photograph of the house. I can go into the sketch program. I can actually have the sketch and the photo sitting side by side. Do they look correct in this case? I can draw arcs, circles. I don't want to get into that part of it. There's really nothing you can't draw in the sketch program. As far as photographs, I can store photos. I can store documents. I can store surveys. It's just a file cabinet. That's really what it is. So if you're wanting to do something like that, that's great. You could even scan in the old property record cards. If that was something that was important to you, great. Put them in here. Have them available to you in the system. We can even note it as a document. That's the nice thing. So we can keep track of what's a document, what's a photograph. Once you get into the parcel, you can get in, you talk about status and legals. Legal description, that's one thing. It's 2,500 characters. You can type in as much as you need for a typical legal description. I get into the notes section of the program. I can add 150 notes, 2,500 characters per note. That's 37,500 characters. You're never going to run out of space. That's one of the things we look at in the system. You can do building permits in the system. You can value land in the system. I can value the house in the system, agricultural buildings, commercial buildings, yard extras like even railroads, utilities, that type of thing we get into. We store values. In this case, this is a county. I've got data. It's got values. I can store them for 100 years if I need to. So I know what's going on, what's previously happened on the parcel in this case. And of course, then I need to see the values that are on the parcel. Getting out into the main menu, we talk about, is there certain things that we can do in the system? And one of them is that people need to understand that if you're in a computer system, you need to be able to do a lot of something in a hurry. Examples are, I need to run a revaluation. That's to recalculate all the parcels. Basically, typically, examples are a small county of 5,000 to 10,000 parcels. They might take 10 minutes. A county the size with 70,000 to 80,000 parcels, it might take 30, 40 minutes. So if I need to redo my values in my county, change an index, whatever, it's very, very simple. The staff can do it. They don't have to contact us. There's nothing in the program that we have to do for you. After we train you, you can do it all. It's not like you have to call us up. You're welcome to. That's what tech support's all about. Tech support, it's included in our service fees, unlimited. You just call us up. We do it by email. We do it over the phone. We actually connect over the internet. So all that's available to you at that point in time. Another thing that you can get into as far as other types of things, you know, we talk about are the requirements of the state. We meet all the requirements of the state as far as reports, utility programs of exporting, things that the STC wants or doesn't want, that type of thing. It's all inclusive in the program. It's nothing extra. We do get into that. We talk about sales ratio analysis, and I don't want to get heavy into that. It just talks about setting values in the system. If I want to do things, one of the things I do want to touch on is I'm going to set up a quick query here. We're going to select a set of parcels and set up a code and do a get sales. It's gathering the sales that occurred during this time period. Once it's gathered them, I go on to the prepare screen. This is where a big part of our program, we're really proud of it, is that we have main and test tables. So it gives the ability of the office to actually test things they want to do or think they need to do before they commit to it. It gives them that ability to test a new index or test appreciation changes or valuation changes, cost changes. Everything can be tested in the system, analyzed to see if that's the proper thing to do, and then go on. Either I do it or I don't do it. Okay? So it does give a lot of flexibility in the system that way. Reports. You know, this is one of the things I think was brought up about data. You know, we sit there, we put all this data into a system, information, and can I get it out easily, readily out of the system? Well, in the system we have, and terminology is kind of neat, it's called a query wizard. We have a lot of utility tools we call wizards in our software. In the query wizard, I can actually go in and set up, there's all kinds of defaults that are included. As you can see, there's lots of different ones. I've just kind of set one up here as a presentation. Knowing that the data is stored in a database, and inside that database there's tables, and there's multiple tables in our database. There's a general table. Now, to describe what the general table is it's the general information about the parcel, the location that it is, its addresses, the tax district codes that it's associated with. And all that information is sitting here in this table. You can see there's a lot of fields in the general table. I also can go into another table, it's called Missouri Values. Breaks it out that I can get any value out of the system I want. Residential values, commercial values, exempt values, agricultural values. I can get residential properties that are over $1 million, residential properties that are under 10,000. I can query on that. An example to give you, if I preview this information, I've dropped a bunch of fields in just to show you that out of different tables, I can get different pieces of information out of the system. Now, example is here across the top. I'm seeing a parcel number, which is its identification. I'm seeing a style code. What type of house is it? The year built, the physical depreciation about this house, the value that's on this house, who edited it, the residential value of the building, what's in the notes I can export out, the edit date that it was last edited. If I go in and go through here, there isn't one field that I can't query on in the system and bring it out into this query wizard. Now, once I've done that, the question is, what do I do with it? Well, I actually can go up to File, go down to Export, and actually export all this data out into different types of files. In this case, I don't know if I get into technical, but DBF, which is a database file. You can do a fixed length file. You can do a comma separated file. You can even go out into some jurisdictions where they want specifics of it needs to be pipe delimited, semicolon, tilde. I mean, and certain people ask for certain types of formatting in their data. So you can do that. You can customize what you're trying to give to a person, whether it's somebody who's asking for a list of all the houses with vinyl siding or all the houses without vinyl siding, or they want all the houses with swimming pools or livestock and even in the personal property side. So that gives you an idea that putting data in the system, is it easy to get out? The answer is yes. We also have standard reports in the system that I can run. We get into ideas in the system of, we have your Form 11, which is important because I got to know how much money I have to set my tax levies. You get into tax district totals reports. This shows me how much money is in this school district, how much money is this in this fire district. All that is broken out into the reports, so you can get those to the click of a button. I can even get into these other group totals reports, and I'll just kind of, I want to show you one that if I do this query that we had just quickly, it's going to give me a sample. I can go back out to these reports and I can run any particular one or any series. It's gathering the data and allowing me to put it into a hard copy. That's what it's doing. So do I want it in electronic copy, in a file, electronic file, or do I want this information in a hard copy? Makes no difference. It's both available. Once you've got it into a hard copy or electronic copy, I can email it. I can save it as a file on a flash drive, burn it to a CD, store it on a server. Can do anything I need to do with that.
Put it on a website.
Put it on a website. Other utility programs that I think are very useful for people is that not just the Query Wizard, because I have a lot of flexibility in that. I can create the file in any order, any way I want it. Well, when we go and we work with so many other vendors in the business, then I have to set up a standard. And in order to keep that standard, I have a separate program that exports out that information in a specific way. I have lots of options in here. We deal with tax administration systems in Missouri, numerous ones. Last time I knew, we had like 28 tax administration systems that we exported to in the Midwest. So we're used to sending information to other systems. We do standardize it. That's the important part. When we send it, it always goes over the exact same way to that vendor. So that's important, not just to us, but to them. They don't like surprises. I don't either. That's a bad thing. Other important parts of the program to me are some of the utility tools. And this is one that we have is called a comparable search program. Now, you guys act as a board of equalization, and you have property owners come into you. One of the things that I look for in that is equity. Am I treating these property owners fairly, or are they being treated fairly in the system? And one of the ways to do that is through our comp search program. Now, I've went out and grabbed this subject property. It's a common house. But what the people come into me and they say, okay, I don't think I'm being treated fairly. Well, what I can do is actually go out to the system and let the computer, as you can see, it just went through about 5,000 parcels and said, okay, here is the most comparable properties to yours based on year built, size, style, location, land valuation. These are it. Now, what do you think? Do you think you're being treated? Because you look at the comparability. This one's 92% comparable. 90, 87, 83. There's a report that goes with these that I can run that breaks it down into dollars. So I can tell you if this house has a bigger porch or this house has a bigger garage. And it breaks it all down, allows you to see what the heck is going on, and gives me that ability to say I'm making an informed decision on these parcels. So I have my subject property. It's given me a report. This is the subject. If I go to the first comparable, you can see that on this line it says that the decks and patios, this one's 120 square feet. The other property didn't have one. Therefore, it made a $1,440 adjustment for that property. Then it goes down here and says, this one has two basement stall garages. Oh, this one also has that, but it doesn't have as many. So it adjusted $900. It goes down through and makes adjustments through and gives me an adjustment amount. This is how much I adjusted to make these two houses equal. That's one way to look at property. The other way is to actually run what we call a sales comparison. A market. And if I do that, I'm going to run on the same property. We'll go out and let it do its same thing. This time it's not looking at all parcels, it's only looking at parcels that sold. And it's going to do that same comparison for you. What the result is if I go out and run that same report, this time that report gives me a little different information. Here's the subject. What it does is it looks at the sale price, which is right up here. And it comes down and makes an adjustment to that property, all the information, and said, if my subject sold, the subject should have sold for around $79,239. It's made all that adjustments for you. Square footage, age for depreciation, attached garage, detached garage, any differences there would be. And then it goes through and does multiples. This one, here's one, here for, excuse me, yep. That one's only off $1,600. That one's off 5,000 is giving you what the differences are. So it's a good tool in order for you to look at these properties with the property owner. One of the things you can do also in this tool is, if I go back to the criteria screen, candidates, I can actually go in and enter in parcels that they've get brought in. Maybe they brought some comparables to you. You can run their comparables right through the same system, make the same adjustments, and show them, here's my comparables, here's yours, this is the difference in adjustments. Which ones are the best? And go through. So it's a tool that I like to look at for something like a board to use in the system. Don't have to, it's up to you. The other thing we get into is that we have remote. You can actually export data out to laptops and take it to the field. You can use them in the field so that you aren't having to carry all the paperwork with you in boxes doing everything by hand. Especially on a review process, it's very cumbersome to sit there and pull files out of a box. You can actually put it on a laptop and take it to the field with you. Any questions?
I got a list of them.
All right.
Ready? Let's start with the first one. Your updates are 2 times a year.
Yes.
And they're through a service fee. What is the service fee? Is it, how is that priced, annually? Is it multi-year?
It depends on the contract that we originally signed.
Okay.
In this case, our service fees are based on a yearly fee.
Okay.
We can put that into a 3-year contract, a 5-year contract, whatever we want to do.
Okay.
Those fees include technical service, updates, user group meetings, consultation in some cases, just the general maintenance of the program, in other words. So if the state requires an update that they require, it's included.
Mm-hmm.
If you've made a suggestion and we feel that suggestion is something that is good for everybody, it goes in the updates. Again, we update twice a year, usually in the spring and fall. Our most recent's coming out this month. So,
okay. You said you have about 200 clients. How many are in Missouri?
41.
So you've got 41 counties
mm-hmm.
participating?
Yes.
Okay. I jump around based off what I was thinking and what
That's
I was
okay.
presenting here. The remote updates on the laptops, I know James is hoping to get his field more in the field. Sounds like you're doing basically static data to a laptop. Do they have to come back, dock back in? How do the files get updated? Is there a remote update, automatic, through cell?
Well, that you can actually do it remotely, but that gets into signal problems. I mean, do you have a good cell signal everywhere in this county? And it's like being hooked to a network.
Right.
If I walk up to a computer and I'm working and somebody unplugs it, what happens? Okay, that you're done. So
when you reconnect, it doesn't send the file.
Well, in this case, no.
Okay, so no. It's okay.
Yeah,
a little different.
Okay. Yeah, it would be a little different in that case. What we do is flash drive.
Right
here.
Very familiar.
We pack up how many parcels you want to check out.
Okay.
100, 200, 300, whatever for your review process.
Okay.
You're gonna check them out, and if your laptop is hooked to the network, you can bring the packet across over the network,
sure.
or put it on here. Usually you get into management. Who's taking responsibility of doing this?
Is that through the to-do list you're showing? How do we know who has the file?
That's set up in this called remote manager.
Okay.
In the remote manager, there would be a list of every set of parcels that are checked out.
And who they've been assigned to?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yep. Once you check them out to the laptop, they have full edit rights to the laptop.
Sure.
They can do everything in the field that they can do in the office. The parcels in the office are locked because you don't want two people editing them at
correct.
The same time.
So you lock them when they're checked out.
Correct. Okay. They can still print property record cards. They
right.
can still view everything in the system. They just can't edit it.
Okay.
When the property, when they come back, they create a reverse packet, I'll call it that,
mm-hmm.
put it back on the flash drive, or if they're hooked to the network, they just update, and it updates all the parcels that are on the main system.
Okay.
They're done. So any edits they've made in the field are automatically updated.
What about their existing system as a homegrown application? How about those records? Are those going to be able to be imported into the new system?
We can convert data. That's not a I won't say it's not a problem because there is issues to it. You talk about how things are coded,
right.
You know, how things are. Usually it comes into abbreviations. One thing abbreviates one way, one abbreviates another way. So, but the answer to your question is yes. Anything you have in your system, year built, style, bathroom counts, siding, roof, flooring.
Photos,
yeah. All that can be brought into the system.
Obviously, I think, James, I mean, I'm speaking for you, but I would think that's pretty important to make sure we have the history come with and parcel. The collector, Sheila's in here, but how does it interface with our collector's application? Because don't the applications have to communicate? I mean, that's, I'm not knowing your jobs, but how does that work? I mean, have you looked at what we've got from the...
We've worked with similar systems, yes.
Okay.
We like right now, we transfer with Governmenter, Encode, Sam Ulrich, Terry Allison, Century, multiple systems in Missouri.
Okay.
The real estate is a little different than the personal property.
Okay.
Real estate, what can happen is it's a transfer of information. The assessor does their work through the year. They go through the Board of Equalization. They update everything that the board does.
Right.
And we transfer over at that point in time. Now, we do have a live update that can be initiated, set up, in other words, as long as the other side is set up,
mm-hmm.
that we can send over individual parcel or individual account information.
Okay.
So if there is a change after that fact, we can do that on an individual basis. Or some cases, we do it again. If it's something that is major, maybe the board has come in and said, well, no, we want to do a cut across the board or something, then we would probably do it again instead of trying to do them all individually. With personal property, you run into court orders, abatements, things like
right.
that go on. And that can be done individually also, as long as we get it set up in the process. Everything on our side is done. It's
right.
all inclusive in the software. We're not going to charge you any extra or anything.
Right.
It's just we have to work with whoever we're going to get hooked
now,
on the other side.
Do you know if it works with, I don't even know what we have.
Jim Travis.
Yeah.
Well, we'd have to talk to Jim. We aren't presently transferring to Jim Travis.
Okay. That would be something probably important for us.
Yeah. Well, we transfer to 28 other tax systems.
Sure.
It's same thing. I guess it wouldn't be tough, but.
Now, Scott, what do you do as a Johnson? I mean, in McLeod County, I understand your Jim Travis's basic program is there.
Well, his basic program is there, but somebody other has taken
right.
over. I won't even go there. But yeah, we transfer there. It's fine. That's all set up. As long as if it worked the exact same way here as it works in McLeod, we're done.
But you could research that prior to
sure.
all that.
Oh, that's not a problem.
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
In Ronalds County, on the real estate, are you able to
we can transfer it over. They're just not done setting their values on the real estate side. So, I mean, that's where I'm at with them.
And, hand
well, that's what they're doing now because they don't have all their values in the system yet. They're still in the data input stages of that. We converted files, but it gets into the idea of the hard part is sketches. Okay, I'll be honest with you. That sketches right now are on hard copy. That's the same thing that was in Rawls County. They didn't have a sketch program in the computer software. So now you have to get that in the system because Honeycutt uses an adjusted area. All other cost systems use an actual area. So there's no actual area in anybody's software that we can convert. Make sense? So if I'm looking at a porch and that porch is a 10 by 10, it's 100 square feet. But in Honeycutt, it doesn't list it as 100 square feet. It lists it at 20 square feet. I don't want to import in a 20 square foot porch and try to value it properly. That won't work. So I have to get 100 square feet from somewhere. And the best way to do that is get it from a sketch. Because I'm sketching a 10 by 10 and it calculates the square footage. And I can take that information and actually create a porch and value it automatically in a conversion process. So... That's the hard part.
We have transferred, though, the personal property numerous times.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So again,
they're on their third year.
Third year, transferring the personal property. So the real estate is just another evolution in the process. So I don't know exactly when they're going to be done. Hopefully next year.
2011.
So transferring next year.
Yeah. Their plan is they'll have all new values set, all new land values, all new house values, everything ready to go for 2011.
Typical conversion time on real estate, 2 years, 3 years?
That's a tough question because it gets into how many people do you have to work on the process?
Yeah.
If I had to say that, sketching. How many sketches can I get in a day? Because we can convert your year built, your style, your bathroom counts, everything. But then it gets into, I need a sketch because I want those actual square footages. Our office staff can do 100 plus a day, but they're some of them guys. That's all they do. They got, they got 6-7 years of experience of doing sketching all day long, so they can do them. I would say in most cases, once they get good and experienced, 50, 60 is a good day. So, how many sketches do you have?
Probably going to have 22 or 3,000.
Okay. So, if you look at 50, let's just be 50 sketches a day. That's, 500 in 10 days, so that's 2 weeks worth of work. So now I got 5,000, that's 20 weeks worth of work. So 10,000 is, so you can see, it would be one person working 2+ years, two people working 1 year, 4 people working 6 months. That's what you get into. It's a time management issue that you get into. So, and it's going to be a big part of it. That the conversion process will be. Now, do we do conversion and can we help you with that sketch input? Yes. Yeah. We've done contracts with counties in Missouri. We did all, Stoddard County, we did all their data input. They didn't even have anything in the computer system except names and addresses and values. So we contracted and did everything from their PRC codes from scratch. So we can go all the way from taking your PRC to inputting it all, to converting part of converting your data and doing sketches and then doing that. So we just have to sit down and say, what is your ultimate goal? Is it 2011? Is it 2013?
No. Well, you'd almost have to look at 2013.
I would, yeah.
I mean, realistically, 2013, but what my consideration is I know Gary has 3 or 4 people that's trained. Maybe do we have RFU here? What do we got? And I've got 2 or 3 people trained in RFU. And it's a combination, and maybe he's got somebody with a little bit of.
Oh, they'd catch on. I could teach them in 2 hours, they'd be ready to go.
If you can do RFU, our sketch is just the 4 little arrows on a keypad, hit 20 for 20 feet, and hit right, and it draws it up, down.
Am I telling you? Yeah, Greenbar Graphics, are you familiar with that program?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's all of his offices, Greenbar Graphics.
Okay.
Probably very similar to a WinSketch or Apex.
Yeah, we're the same. Similar to the same. The only thing the nice thing is we've written our sketch program, so we know every nuance there is, and that's the part where we get into. Since we designed the sketch program and you do sketching, we can then take the data off of the sketch and convert it. If we get into that,
you don't do double entry. You do your sketch. We grab the square footage off the sketch, so you end up having to then re-enter the square foot as you're doing the data entry.
All right, now then you unlock the computers, or do we set up 2 computers as this is what we're going to be converting the program over on, or how do we do that where it would be, say, we set up 2 computers down at the IS department, I send 2 people down, you're going to work on conversion today, or are we going to have it where they can log on with a password to that conversion?
Okay. The way we set it up is we have a network license. That network license, we sell so many seats. We could set the program to be accessible on as many computers as you want to, but the license limits you to 6, 8, 10, 20 people. So if I put it on 50 computers and you have a 12-person license, 12 people can be on any one of those 12 of those 50 computers. So if you have computers that are networked in another building, that's fine. Just they're going to use up 2 seats.
All concurrent use.
Yeah. Now, you can have multiple sessions running on the same computer, but then that gets into the login. So theoretically, it's a login. I can log in, you can log in. 12 people can log into the program. They can have concurrent sessions running, two, same way with personal. So they can have two personals running at the same time. So they can be editing one and answering questions with another. What'd you do, change it?
Actually,
it's three, excuse me. You have three sessions in personal property now. Okay.
I think you got three in real estate.
Not this
point. Anyway,
maybe change it because of the extra database. Could be. But,
now, on your personal property, I'm understanding that basically that comes a year down the road when you've got your first year that's a little slower getting converted over, but the second year is normally just a... That's what I've heard from different counties.
Well, the best one I've heard so far would probably be Dee in Miller County called up or emailed Brad on April 15th. She was done, except for the scribers that were coming in. Prior to that, it was May, early June.
St. Francis County has one girl that does the editing on 48,000 personal property accounts, and she's done the end of March. After the first year when the items are already in there, so she's essentially doing changes. So
currently right now, you put in your information all the time, every year?
Right.
So the first year...
We're rolling some of it here. It's coming
right. But for the most part, it won't be any worse than that.
Yeah, sideways.
And then the next year, it'll be 100 times better. So the first year, we always call that the painful year,
right,
because the other years are so much easier. And if you're entering the data for the most part anyway, it won't be any different. In fact, that'll probably be easier. Just entering the data will be easier now than what you have.
Right, you got more description.
Right, and it flows a lot easier. It's a lot, you can quickly search things and find things in the guide a lot easier.
Now, if they go to the VIN numbers, that's something you guys are going to have to update, or do you have counties that's already using the VIN in part of their description?
We got a VIN number field that you can already type that in there, so that's
well,
already
I mean,
used.
We're not there yet. We don't want to go there, but if we don't
it's available.
It's
you want.
Available there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Now, on the real estate data input, too, this is a process. So you can start doing data input. We can revisit it in a year and see where you are, how far you're getting, and then we've got other avenues that, okay, why don't we do one of the cities or a couple of the towns and help you out and speed things along. So it's a process, so it's not like you made the decision where you're going to do everything in-house and, we're not going to make it by 13, so, we can always come back and adjust what we need to do.
And no problem with the two books opening when you get close to 80% done on your still hooked in on our old system. We still go back to the old system until your system's complete.
Yeah, we transfer all your values over, so you're going to have, we got like a BOE screen, what we call it. We'll take your old values, and Scott will probably pop it up here in a second. We'll take your old values, and we'll put your old values into our system. So you will have that. And if we need to do any adjustments or anything like that, Adair County, we just got Donnie started this last year. They're doing data entry right now. And he had to go up a few percent on some parcels, and we just went into our BOE screen, and then that's where we adjusted. So index or anything like that, we can do that with your old values in our system.
This is a manual override screen. So if the board said, this is a new value, I don't care how
you get there,
this is the value, go put it here. Well, it works great because it overrides everything. So we can take your old values and plug them in, and it overrides everything. I don't care, if you put in everything about the house, and the value is almost identical, this will still override the old one. The nice thing is that you do this, and you're going through the process, and we're comparing values. Well, we have a report that compares the Board of Equalization value to the appraised value that's being calculated in the computer. Great. Now I have something that I have an old value and a new value. I can tell you the change in value, the percent of change, and then we go, what can you live with? Well, I can live with 6%. Great. Here's everything that falls outside 6%. Here's your list. Great. Now you can go and finalize everything that you need to finalize. That's where we can get to. That's why this works quite well. So it's.
I heard you touch on cost earlier. I think it'd be important for the commissioners to know that when we talked about charging for updates and all this type of stuff, the distribution of that money, say you guys come up with a $100,000 update. I'm just using way too big a number. But
yeah.
That is distributed to the entirety, and you don't just point at one county and say, hey, you're going to pay this.
No. No, I won't. The only thing we've charged for that since I've been there in 13 years, other than service, okay, is in this last update, we completely switched manuals. We went from a 1998 cost manual to a 2008 cost manual, which is this is. In that process, we allow you to customize the program. You can add things to tables. You can add things to the yard extra table. And, I mean, example would be Franklin County was doing horse barns, and they wanted to put a specific price in the building extras for horse stalls, and they had their price. Well, great. I said, go into the table, add it. So they went in and put horse stalls in the table, priced them out the way they wanted them, and it got added. Well, then we come along in an update, and we want to add more things to the table. But we need them to be on specific lines of the table. Well, then you've already used up one of those lines. So what we do is we move yours down. We program to get it reset to the parcels that it's set to so that you don't lose any data. Don't have to edit anything. Well, in that process, we ended up, it takes about 12 to 14 hours. Well, we don't have to do that. We'll turn it over to you and let you do it, or you can pay us to do that little bit of work. We turned around and gave everybody 8 hours of training for free. So it's kind of like, okay, cost you less than $200 in some cases. So it really, and other than that, it's a service contract. You maintain your service contract, you get all updates. We don't come to you 5 years from now saying, we've got this brand new $60,000 program that we want to sell you now, because it's brand new. We've completely reworked it. That doesn't happen. We don't do that. Ours is you pay us yearly. We'll keep you updated with all the changes.
Yeah. In the 20 years I've been there, we've reiterated it.
This is the breakdown.
And every time we want to put in
of what we're proposing.
I would push on your BOE module you have up there. When there is an adjustment made by the summer BOE, what happens to his 2010? Let's say we're adjusting a 2009 tax bill. You said this overrides the system. Does it plug into his 2010 value, what you've just adjusted?
The system is broken out into that we have a working file and a certified file. We could actually go 3 years with the extra database. That in this case, let's use this year as an example. Right now would have been 2009. Mm-hmm. Depending on when you roll over, and that varies from county to county, is that your certified becomes your 2009 file, and your working file is your 2010 file. With me?
Yes.
Good. So now I find something that affects both years.
Right.
Okay. I can change it in the 2010 file, and there's a program, a utility program, it's called Maintain Certified, that I can then certify that single parcel. And the changes go over there. So some counties just prefer to make changes on both sides. That's fine too. Both programs can actually be up and running both years, so it's not a big thing.
I think that would be really time saving for both of us. Right now, whenever the BOE makes a decision, he goes over and does it in his 2010, brings us the paperwork, we match it back to the motion, and then we adjust it.
No, you make it in 10 and just transfer it over. It's a quick little, in fact, it's in the menu, and I apologize, I don't have this particular database set up for a working certified. It's a click of a button.
Time saving.
Yeah.
Great.
We've got a whole lot of stuff that's in the system that we're not even showing as far as day-to-day. Scott was talking about wizards and stuff. Split wizards, combined wizards. You click on it. You give the parcel that you're going to split. You give the new parcel ID number. Choose what categories. I want building A, building B, sketch, this sale to go over to the new parcel, and it's done. I mean, it's about four clicks of the next button, essentially. So we're not showing that. I mean, but that's some nuts and bolts stuff to it. The double data entry is really something that the designers of software hated. So there's a lot of things to copy it.
I mean, one of the best things I like to do is just sit in your office and just watch how the people work. That's how I get some of my best ideas. Like, I'll be sitting on Lincoln County one day and just have getting ready to, they're going to lunch, and he did that, clicked that same sequence like 5-6 times in a row. I mean, why don't we narrow that from 5 button clicks to 1 button click?
Oh, that'd be great.
It's the same day. Okay, let's do it. Next update comes out, they're tickled pink. I'm telling everyone, hey, anyone do this 5 times? You know, they're all like, yeah. Now you click it 1 time.
Ooh.
You know, thanks Lincoln County. So, I mean, those are the kind of updates that I like to see. Because when you can see someone's eyes light up when they say, geez, I had to do this 5 things, now I only have to do 1, that's neat.
Yeah, the Adair County game was just starting in this first year, and for some reason, they've had an exceptional year of people changing names on park property and going to a trust or going to whatever. And they've had, you know, this guy owns 50 parcels, and he's changing it from his name to so-and-so trust. Well, they've been going in, they were typing in one at a time and going to rename each parcel. We've got a copy, but you just go in there and change them all. Just puts it all in, so you don't have to go through that again, double, triple, 50 times data entry for the same information. It's just moving.
Okay.
Scott, real quick, too. Oh. I got to ask a question. This, yep. Well, we've seen you in pretty much access tables and the like. You can do a SQL backend to this, too, or is there a SQL backend on this?
You can. You can go to SQL. That's fine. We it comes with Firebird, which is an open source database, okay. But it works. It's SQL based.
Yeah. The program looks no different.
Right.
You just wouldn't know the difference.
You still see that access front end?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's still all Windows, yeah.
It looks like Access, right. Because a lot of people understand that.
Right.
See, so that's why it looks like it.
Okay.
It's not really Access, by any stretch.
Okay.
Just to kind of go over this real quick, you can see that we've based the software in the first column. I'll just kind of go quickly. It says 6 year total. Basically, what we have done for our current clients on some of the software they're purchasing now, and we understand what's going on, is we just said, we'll go a 5 year cost for a 6 year contract. First year, no fees. Other than we would look at the conversion costs if we get into that we could talk about on that later point in time. Breaking it completely down into personal property, the personal property create, which was $72.50, the scanner, and that would be if you opted to do scanning, and the scanning is based off of this document here. So if I would want to take this document and load it up, I can actually do the data input from the image instead of having to keep this stack of paper going. We can do it from the screen. And this is a detachable screen. It can be thrown over. So if you have a wide monitor or you have dual monitors, you can run actually data input right from there. Stays right in the system forever if that's where you want to keep it in there. Just gets into storage space, and that's cheap today, so not a big thing. The CAMA system, as you can see, the first year is zero. Then we get into the 5 year, and it really comes down to the very last column. I'll just explain to you at the very top. It says total. That's the total software, everything inclusive as far as the conversion costs and everything that we've estimated at this point in time. Then as it breaks down, it goes down through and gives you a yearly fee for the first 5 years, and then the last line, it says 7th year estimated renewal. That's what the service would be for maintaining all the software. That would be all the enhancements, all the updates. So it comes into, that's what it would cost to do all that maintenance, all the updates 2 times a year, tech support.
And that's on the 7th year?
That's on the 7th year.
So what about years 2 through 6? That's included in the price then?
Yeah, that is correct. That so top
any
picture.
Updates
yeah,
is...
any updates, everything, that's all inclusive.
Okay.
And I'm gonna go back to the idea of time and management would be that if we got to the point, like Joel said, if they were running behind in sketching and we said, hey, we just can't get them all done, we need some help, then we would have to come in and say, okay, sure. What would it be on a per parcel basis to help do that? So that would be something that would be above and beyond.
You're essentially buying the software over 6 years. That's why the right. 7th year software is paid for, you own
with
it.
With no interest, basically.
Yeah,
exactly.
No, we don't.
Interest carrying.
No.
From a report, Melissa, you do a lot of reports, and I ran a lot of reports for BOE just for me to understand. I mean, it looks like, have you seen, I mean, is this the first time you've seen this?
No.
So from the reporting mechanism, I could go and run a report myself if I had a login.
If it, yes.
SQL
based.
So it's SQL based. All the
reports we want.
Okay.
So as long as we know database structure. And the data's ours, so.
So, I mean, it looks like reporting-wise, it'd be a whole lot faster for us, plus more flexible.
Well, our customizing reports into the system that then just team could access.
And we can build our own reports, I think I heard you say, because it is SQL. We can pull any field we want.
We price you that version.
Menus and all that.
Yeah, we actually have a report designer that's built in.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can design your own reports
great.
As well.
Yeah. And with that does come...
Mm-hmm.
dictionary.
Yeah, with the you get the data dictionary when you get the report designer. So every time there's a new release of the software, you get a new copy of the data dictionary.
Yeah. And just kind of want to take up a whole lot.
Scott was saying, basically, I mean, you are a self-contained unit.
Right.
You can do everything. If you want to call us, great. Sometimes I like to hear from people. Instead of a computer. Instead of a computer every day, okay? So call me once in a while. It's toll free. Doesn't cost anything.
Yeah. The personal property, I just want to show a couple of screens on that just to give you an idea. Right now I'm looking at, this is the scanned images up here. This is actually what's on the current screen for data input for the next year. If I go to the history screen, you can see I can actually see what they turned in 07, 06, and 05. So you can, I apologize, this is a year old data. Sure. So, but the idea is that just keeps accumulating. I can look at a click of a button what these people turned in any number of years in the system. Now, Brad has said that you look at, you go with us, and 2 years down the road, you don't like what you're getting, okay? Not that our service. We got 41 clients in Missouri. We don't lose clients. We keep gaining them, which is a good part. One of the things that I want to stress is that if I go in here and I say VCS export, this allows us, and as you can see, it's as simple as choosing the vendor we're going to send the data to. Once I choose that vendor, it sets up the export for that vendor, and it's going to get sent to them that way. Everything in the system gets sent in this file. So if you don't like what we got in 2 years from now, you run this routine. I sit here and I click process. It will send everything out in the file format, CSV, fixed link, how you guys want it. You can hand it over to any other vendor you want to. Okay. That's how open the source is. It's your data. We don't want to restrict that from you. Now, the query wizard I showed you in the real estate, same things in personal property. So if you want to know how many cattle, how many horses, we even got that built into the tables. So if I go into table maintenance, I can actually go in and choose something like, let's pick livestock. And I come in here, there is counts, and I can actually run this, and it's going out and counting every single piece of livestock that's in the system, giving me the numbers and the values that quick. As you can see, I can tell you that I have 49,134 pigs in this county that have been put into personal property, and there's the value that's on them. It'll do that for machinery, it'll any of them. So we try to make it as user-friendly as possible. That's really what we designed the personal property to do, was automate the process as absolutely as much as possible. That's why we're getting good results in what people are going to. Getting done sooner and taking the idea of, you say you've got some staff that can do sketching, and I'm not picking on your personal property staff, but could they get done a month early? Can they help with sketching? Great, man, that's fantastic, because you can take that resource and use it.
Yvette in Rawls County. That's
sketching now.
Yeah.
She got recruited.
A month and a half early, and she goes, well, I might as well do some sketches.
Yeah. She's getting good at it, too. She's pretty good. She enjoys it. So.
Scott, in your personal property, can you override vehicle value and just track and do the override?
Yes. Absolutely. Let me go to the over to this.
Logs. Yeah, add edit logs.
I'll see change livestock values every year.
So. Yeah,
that's that table right there. Okay. You just go to the test table to make your changes, copy to the main, recalculate, which might take 2 or 3 minutes, and you're updated. Same thing.
If we go to the
and this brings in the state every year.
This is an active account. Sorry about that.
It's already there. So, and to update it, you hit base year, you type in your new base year, run a recalculate, and you're done. All your appreciation, business equipment, few minutes.
On the item screen here, you go in and you can actually go to user. Once you choose user, you can go to a lump sum value, a percentage up or down, or a dollar amount up or down. Brad even set it up that you get people that own more of something than
half interest is up in there.
Up here to user. So if I have something that's split, it actually tracks that. So if a combine was owned by two people, or a tractor, or a vehicle,
it will actually keep that. So next year, I don't have to touch it. It automatically takes half the value. So if it's on two different accounts, it still gets valued correctly. No matter, even though the value changes, it still gets split in half.
Same thing, reciprocity's up there. You probably get a lot of people going all over now Arkansas back and forth. So you can enter in a percentage or a number or anything like that, and it adjusts that too. So you can do that right on the screen. Manufactured homes that are on personal property. You enter the high, low, and average per square foot cost, and the depreciation is in there. So you can enter those directly into personal property instead of doing it in real estate and then copying it over the lump sum or using the calculator or anything like that.
Do you have boat docs in there?
Yep.
Yeah. That was
Camden
County requested that.
On your, the state has a program where I can go in and look to see how many vehicles James had on January 1 of the year.
The Department of Revenue,
right.
Yes.
Right. Is there any, do you have a connection to that where you can pull that up?
I will in January.
You will in January? God, man.
Actually, I was working on it before I got here, but Scott doesn't have the latest version. So, but yes, that.
Well, we can, but in his program.
Right, yeah, you can actually be looking at an account, and it will then go find that account in the DOB.
That's what I'm saying. It's not, you don't have to go back and forth between the programs. He's going to have it in his program.
It will automatically take you to their website.
Oh, thanks.
And look up that account for you and show you what's on that.
Part of the service with the personal property is Brad does a lot of updates. And that sheet I just handed you, and I've got a few here, is what comes along with it, and it kind of gives you the statistics of the updates. And you'll see most of the time it's like half of them are user requested. Our clients that use the software, they're the ones that know, could this work better? Could this button do this? Or, and it makes a good idea or something like that. Brad will end up adding it in. This is the full sheet that gives the last update that was done. And again, that's included. So, and every one of our clients in Missouri is on the same personal property version. So it's not different from one county to another county. So it makes it a lot easier for tech support. So.
And I'd like to say, you know, I know there's counties, you've got to go to 41 counties, and every one of them, not just running up down the street saying, oh, I love Vanguard, I love Vanguard.
Yeah, they're not.
I tell you what, I am finding out the counties that's having some difficulty is saying to themselves. I talked to Iron County before, David, and he said, James, it's a great system. I have a few problems with trying to get my stuff done. It's not anything the system's got a weak link in. And so, yes, I've talked to lots of counties. Never heard no Vanguard system. Good, I've always heard. We're having a problem with it, but it's our problem. It's not the country. I just wanted to say that because, like I say, there's no parades or nothing for Vanguard, but it seems to be a great system.
David's staff, when they were doing data info, they like, we can do it when we got time,
right.
And we don't want to do any more than we're already doing now as far as time. So they're working on it at their own pace, and that is something that we're working on with them. So
they got a 1 o'clock.
Yep.
Anything else?
We could talk all day if you want, but I know you've got other things going on.
Pretty good other things. I want to make sure we've covered everything we need to cover.
Well, I guess at this point, I would ask you, there's a client list in our handout here that in every state. If you have any questions, please call any of them.
That'd be good.
We have some references in there for the state of Missouri on some of our clients. Some of them are newer clients, some of them are older clients.
Okay.
Our oldest client has been working in the state for 13 years. I actually came on board and helped train the very first county. And we've gotten every single one of those one at a time. And we try to keep up with the demand that we get into. You know, I was the only one in Missouri 13 years ago. We added another one. Joel came on board 3 years ago, and I would say if we keep going, we're going to get a third one. So that'll be a big thing that we've learned. You can't do business without service,
right.
And that's our real big part of it.
Sure.
Yeah.
This won't be the last time you see us if you get us. I guarantee you that.
Well, we're going through a process. I think, James, we've got some other ones coming in that we're going to have a roundtable discussion of which direction we're going to go. So. I think you're just happy to be the first ones up.
That's great.
Yeah.
You got our cards. Anytime you got a question or anything, send an email out, give me a call, or anything like that. Again, I'm out of St. Louis. We got another guy out of Kansas City. Scott's down in Missouri. I think about every other week now we've got him down through here. So there's usually three of us traveling around. So
great.
Gary, anybody else got questions for now? Good to go.
All right, Scott, Brad, thanks
for coming. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate
your time. You bet.
We'll do a 2-minute recess to get him out.
Yep. Take a recess.